The Burt Show.
Hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment bus.
I'm sorry we cut you off there, Tommy. Would you like to continue your pronunciation of love to the brisket?
I just said when I hear that, I don't walk over. I think I just float over and my nose follows the aroma like in a cartoon.
Dear God. Okay. So Google just released their top trending searches of 2024, and we left off with the last eBuzz talking about the songs that people are doing that hum to search feature for, where they're like, oh, I don't know, heard that song on TikTok, but I don't think it's a Taylor Swift song. I don't think it's a Beyonce song. I don't think Morgan Wallen sings that song. So I'm going to do a little hum thing and see what comes out and figure out what this song is that I've been obsessed with. And the top couple of spots, we had Hozier from singing Too Sweet. We had Past Lives, Wellerman, that sea shanty song. Axel F. from Crazy Frog was in number two. And finally, at the top spot, the song that people were humming the most to the Google to figure out what this dang song was, Beautiful Things by Benson Boone.
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take this beautiful.
Great song.
Absolute banger. He's such a good new artist. I feel like he's really catching on. And I think in the next year or two, I feel like he's going to be kind of like at that Chapel Roan level where people are kind of like losing their minds. Because he reminds me so much of Harry Styles with his like sparkly jumpsuits and his ability to perform and his pipes. That because I haven't heard from my boy Harry in a while, I feel like we might have a new curly-headed brunette dude to sing songs for us.
We need rock stars like this.
We do.
Yeah, we need this. Our generation needs these kind of rock stars.
We need them. Where have they been? It's been elusive for us. Okay, we need to talk about Nick Cannon's baby mama, Brie Tiasi, because she went on a new podcast. She went on a podcast called The Wednesday Podcast, where she talked about her relationship with Nick Cannon. And she said something that is striking people as very odd, because she says, while they are together, they're not co-parents.
I'd like to be very clear. Okay. We don't co-parent. We are very much together. And that's why people are confused.
Wait, okay, can you explain, Brie, to the listeners, who, if they don't know, I want to know your situation.
Me and my partner have been on and off for years, and basically he has other partners, and we're just open and happy, and that's our thing, so...
What would you call that? Is that...
People call it all kinds of... I call it just, I do what I want to do.
It's just your situation.
I'm not a jealous person. I don't care about, like, I don't want a conventional relationship. I don't want, like, a full live-in, like, person I'm responsible for. Like, I'm responsible for my child.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like this is probably, which is so crazy, is, like, the healthiest relationship I've ever had.
It's amazing.
Like, we never fight. We never have any toxicity. Like, we don't argue, like, nothing. And, you know, he's the best dad and he's so present. Like, I've never asked this man to do something and he doesn't do it. Like, it's ever.
So, as you can imagine, the comments look exactly like you would expect them to look. And there's a user on Instagram who commented on the Shade Room's post of this. It's at Roka Falls. And she said, she divorced her ex-husband for cheating, but now she doesn't want a conventional relationship and, quote, doesn't get jealous. I think she's lying to herself to save herself from the disappointment and heartbreak of not having someone only committed to her. And I was like, ooh, that hit deep. Okay, therapist.
Maybe that's the case, or maybe she's changed and she's evolved and this is what works for her, or maybe she is lying to herself.
I feel like people always think they know what someone's thinking and what's going on in their life, and you don't know. Maybe she learned from something from that relationship and that heartbreak got her to where this is cool for her, but I do think it's funny that she said this is the best relationship she's ever been in because they never fight, with the fact that Nick Cannon is probably never there.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't fight just with somebody helps. That's not in the house.
Exactly.
You know what? At the end of the day, your relationship only needs to make sense to you and him, or you and her, whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it is the internet, so of course we have to comment on other people's lives. And you know, if this is what's making her happy and their kid is, you know, getting all the treatment that they deserve and is being raised in the proper way, then, you know, there's really no, there shouldn't be any hoopla about it. But I do think people thought, in a world in 2024 where people seem to be so, like, obsessed with labels, how, like, they're just willing to, like, they're like, we're not co-parenting. Like, throw away that label. Like, what's it? Like, if you're raising your kid together, isn't that co-parenting? No. You know what I mean?
Because when you say people are co-parenting, that means they're separated or they're divorced. So they're not together. She's letting everybody know, no, Nick and I aren't co-parenting. We are parenting together because we are together.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Well, yeah. I was too stupid to pick up on that. But hey, I wasn't the only one because everybody else in the comments of the Shade Room said the same thing. All right, we know why someone threw the glass at Jamie Foxx at his birthday party over the weekend. Kind of. And it has everything to do with a laser pointer. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.